Hello everyone, my name is Rafal and I would like to welcome you to my Headshot Photography podcast. In today's podcast, I would like to dive in and explore a little bit the recent blog post I put on my website regarding the underrated art of headshot photography. And in that particular blog post, I talk a little bit about shifting perception and education clients about headshot photography in general. Even though it seems like headshot photography went through massive shift over the last couple decades, in this industry become this kind of like a separate thing. And there's a lot of amazing headshot photographers out there who master their craft and they're creating amazing headshots. But a lot of clients, unfortunately, have this misconception about headshot photography in general. They think it's extremely easy to do. It doesn't require too much knowledge, too much equipment. It's just a snapshot, like a passport photo. And they don't put much of a value when it comes to really good headshot shot. And this is something which I've put in that blog post. I explored this, but I thought this is going to be good opportunity and great topic to dive a little bit more deeper into this and discuss this a little bit more. And this is something which I've been facing, and I'm sure a lot of photographers out there have exactly the same experience. We have some potential client, we get into this entire process, how this whole thing looks like, what exactly we're gonna do, then we talk a little bit about the prices, and all of a sudden this whole thing is just a shocking thing for the client that someone could price headshot with that kind of money. And this is something which I deeply believe. From one hand, we have to learn how to sell our work for sure, but also there's a lot of people out there who need some kind of educational element so they have a little bit more understanding how this process look like. Because most of the time people think like, oh, they'll show up for 5 minutes, I will just pull up my camera, or I can just take them to any corner of any place and I can just take a good headshot. But unfortunately, this whole thing doesn't work that way. And as I said, a lot of people, they don't know how this process look like. And recently, I also have a big project where I took this entire group of amazing people and we did headshots, like individual headshots for entire team of, you know, amazing employees. And I have to say that 90% of these people had no idea what they're getting into. And then when they saw the lighting set up, and then when we start working, they told me that, oh my God, I never experienced something like this. I had completely different expectations. I thought this whole thing's gonna look like completely different. And now I have a little bit of more understanding and admiration for what you do. And that was such an amazing compliment for me, because I think like any other professions, like if you look at lawyers, doctors, they have this like amazing reputation that if you go to a lawyer or a doctor or whatever, you know, these people, like, you already know, like, oh my God, these guys are going to be extremely expensive. They have this like a status in our society that, you know, they charge a lot. They well, not all of them, but most of them, they pretty good what they do. And there's no way to just kind of go and kind of tell even to the lawyer, oh, I'm going to pay you $50 for your device. Like, nobody would do that, or nobody would say even to a doctor, like, hey, I give you $20 and tell me what's going on. But when it comes to headshot photography, as you probably know, and if you're a professional, this is something which happens literally every single day. Whenever I get an inquiry, you know, most of clients, they have this number in their mind, and you know, they tell you like, oh, you know, this is what my budget is, and this is what I'm want to pay, and this is what I'm expecting. It's just kind of fascinating for me that Someone could even put a price on something that they don't even fully understand what it requires to kind of get this done properly. So the question is how we can educate our clients. I think one of the most important things is to, whenever we have like client who sign up and they decide to work with us and they go through that experience and they're going to share that experience with others, that's the kind of the first step, I think, in this entire process, that people share their experiences, how this process looked like, how this whole thing felt for them, like what they had to go through. Whenever they show the images, they can kind of share a story behind it, like how they even got to this point that they got those images. So I think we have to treat each client special, and we have to let them know that this is what it's going to take to get this done properly. As soon as they go out and they're going to share with other people, this is something that is going to just kind of build that reputation for us. And again, I've witnessed that many times, because if I have someone from recommendations or someone just, I don't know, share that they work with me and they recommend me to someone, they tell us just a little bit, but most of the time people say like, yeah, no, I've heard about you, I've seen the images, and the person told me that there was like quite amazing experience, they got amazing shots, and I want to do that. So those people have, as I said, just a little bit of preparation for this entire headshot session and for this experience. But what about people who come in and they didn't hear about us? They got our information from, I don't know, Google or some advertising or whatever, that they have no idea what to expect. And this is something that, again, I've been experiencing constantly, because I'm getting a lot of, you know, people from Google search, and the first thing they say like, oh, can I come in like in 30 minutes, and then can we get it done, whatever. And as soon as I start kind of explaining to them, and it's kind of fascinating for me, because some people are interested to listen to this stuff, and you try to kind of paint a picture of what they have to do beforehand, and then, you know, how they have to prepare themselves, and what it takes and all this stuff. And all of a sudden, you can hear the silence on the other side of the phone, because they thought this is going to be much, much easier process. And so, as I said, like, the next kind of step is, you know, just to, whenever you get inquiry, and it doesn't matter, it's a phone call or it's an email, you can somehow just give them a little bit of feedback what this process look like. And I go into a lot of details. Like, I'm trying to explain to them, you know, how this headshot session look like. Well, of course, we're starting with the preparation when it comes to the makeup, the hair, the clothing, the consultation. We also discuss what those images they're going to be used for. You know, what they can get out of this, you know, like how the photo shoot looks like, you know, how long it's going to take, and you know, trying to kind of paint this for them so they can understand this a little bit better. Also, what I do, and I highly recommend it to do that, I have this PDF file, which I've prepared a long time ago, where I actually go through this entire process, but on the paper, so people can kind of read it. It's a little bit extant. I don't know if people read that, if they have time for that, but to be honest, I don't care. I deeply believe that they should read that. And it talks about, again, the importance of headshot photography, the importance, what this headshot is going to do for them, especially if they're shooting this for their business or for their website or whatever. Then we talk, I also kind of scripted all the information about the preparation, you know, like it's important to be rested before the shoot, the importance of makeup, the hair, you know, the different style of clothing, and like literally everything what I do on a headshot session is in that document. so they can read it, they can understand it, and they can just hopefully take some, they can have some kind of better understanding what this whole thing is all about. So that's something which everyone can do nowadays. If you don't have something like this, feel free to shoot me an email and I'll send that document to you so you can copy it and use it for yourself. I don't mind sharing this. I think that's something that I'll be more than happy to share that with other headshot photographers to help them to get more clients and let their clients to understand what they do. So what else we can do? Also, another element, what we can do, we can actually put that stuff on website as well, and we can send that stuff to the client. I know nowadays it's kind of fascinating that most people, they kind of don't want to read. They don't want to, get more information about certain things. They just kind of, whenever they need a headshot, they kind of show up at the studio, or they call you, and they think this is something which can be done in like 5 minutes, and they can move on. But unfortunately, as you probably know, this whole experience is completely different. And I want to just talk a little bit about it, because this is also something which kind of gives you a little bit of more understanding from our standpoint, because I think a lot of photographers, they don't take this pride from, you know, what they do. And I'm not saying we don't, I never thought about deeper on this for many, many years. Like, I was just kind of trying to do my work the best way possible. But I never thought how much actually education we have to put it in, and then time and effort and countless sessions and, you know, picking the right lighting, mastering the lighting, understanding all sorts of different things such as, you know, posing, face expressions, retouching. Like, if you really think about it, like, for a lot of us, we dedicated our life to do this properly. And actually yesterday I had this amazing headshot session with a chef who is like one of the top chefs in one of the local golf courses. And it was kind of amazing that this person kind of understands me so well. Like, he came fully prepared, and then we have this quite extended discussion before, and we talk about his profession, and he says, like, oh, you know, I feel exactly the same like you sometimes, because people think that, oh, I'm gonna just like throw a few ingredients on the pan and then just stir it and whatever, and then I'm gonna get a good meal. He says to me, you have no idea how much food I wasted, how much hours I spent in kitchen cooking, practicing, experimenting, tasting, doing all sorts of crazy stuff so that he could understand his profession better. And he says, like, this is just a never-ending learning process for him. And, he's getting inspiration from all sorts of different places, people. It's a constant education for him to get better at his craft. And I think this is exactly the same which applies to us, because we constantly practicing, and we're trying to get better. We're trying to understand things on much deeper level. We try to educate ourselves. And I think a lot of people, they don't, especially clients, they don't really see that. It's something that, you know, it looks like, you know, they show up, you pick up the camera, you turn on your lights, and you snap the photo, and it's a done deal. This is something which, as you probably know, takes a lot of practice, amount of time which I spent shooting headshots for free, experimenting, failing over and over and over again, till the point that you actually start seeing some positive results and you see things that makes you happy. And it was extremely long process. In my case, I've been shooting headshots for over, 15 years. And I don't even know how many headshot sessions I've done, but like a lot. And there's like hundreds of thousands of images which I shot to get to the point that, I feel maybe not fully confident because, again, every session is different, every client is different. But I feel confident enough that I can get a client. And if I have everything prepared and the client is properly prepared, I'm sure I can get images which is going to make my clients happy. So again, how we can push this towards the clients, I think it's going to, again, takes time. And also, I deeply believe that we as a kind of the industry itself, photographers, we should also kind of like push this narrative that people have a little bit more understanding on this subject. And that's why I deeply believe that, you know, we should share stuff online, we should write blogs, we should do videos, we should really, really try everything what we can. So everyone who is interested to get the headshot, it's going to understand this a little bit better, a little bit more, and they will appreciate what do we do. I'm not saying people don't appreciate it. Like, I know everyone appreciates good quality, and whenever they get this amazing, amazing shots, all of a sudden this entire perception changes. And I've experienced this on so many levels and on so many occasions. I have kind of skeptic clients who came in and they just like, yeah, let's get this over with, let's get this done. And then they got the headshots and they're like, oh my God, like, I have never seen myself in that kind of lighting. And I never expect I'm going to look that good. And I'm so happy with those images. And then, and if you really think about it, like, you really have to dive deep into these people's personalities. You have to understand them. You have to create this connection. And if you create this amazing experience for them, they're going to appreciate your work even more. So again, my suggestion is whenever you have a client, don't kind of like get this job done and let them go, but try to each session, try to like use it as also educational element to basically make them understand this entire process a little bit more. Because even if they go through the process, they come into the studio, you do this photo shoot, and everything kind of like goes well, if they don't have better understanding the process, I think they're gonna leave it. I'm not saying uneducated. They're gonna have the experience, but they're not gonna get a little bit deeper understanding what you have to go through. And I'm trying this with all my clients. Like, we discuss this. I'm trying to explain to them. We talk about, you know, a little bit of like, not, I'm not diving deep into this stuff, but I'm trying to explain them well enough so they understand this a little bit better. And that's what's going to cause this appreciation, and they're going to understand this a little bit more. And even like sometimes whenever I'm shooting and then we have some kind of discussion, and then I'm just jumping back because I notice that the client is happy, and then I'm trying to tell them, look, you know what, I make this conversation purposely so you could relax a little bit, and you know, like, we dive in into this like nice conversation, and I could see this positive you know, face expressions, and then we just jump into the photo shoot, and all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, like, I had no idea that was the whole purpose. And even though like, we shouldn't kind of share with them all the tricks, but I think telling them that you know, this is much more deeper than just like, you know, snapping the photos in the good lighting. It takes a little bit more. And also, I think their experience is one of the most important things. I think whenever they also part of the entire process, and what I mean by that, like, for example, you're snapping images, and then all of a sudden you get something amazing and you show them and you say, like, look, this is the face expression I'm going for. You look stunning, you look approachable, you look extremely happy. This is something which, like, I really love. You know, like, who doesn't like to kind of be complimented? Like, who doesn't like to kind of, you know, where their whole focus is on them? I know some people don't. But if you have this private photo shoot where, you know, you and your client, you on your own, you're just trying to work together to get this amazing, amazing shot, I think leaves some deeper memories and some really deep experiences which are gonna last forever. I have clients who talk to me like decades after we did the photo shoot, and they're gonna tell me like, hey, I remember exactly my photo shoot. I remember exactly what we went through. I remember our conversations. I remember everything, what we've talked about. And it's amazing because, you know, like if someone would ask you like, hey, what you've done, like, I don't know, 5 years ago during the Christmas, most people would never remember. But the fact they can remember your headshot session, that also tells you how deep those experiences go into our mind. This is something fascinating for me. I think this is something wonderful. And if we could leave all these clients with those amazing positive experiences and the memories which are going to last forever, it's something amazing, fascinating, and I think, you know, we leave the mark behind it. Another thing what I want to point it out is that, you know, people gonna remember this stuff forever, because, you know, just the fact that they get this image, and then, you know, sometimes it's interesting for me that people like use those images for 5, 6, 10 years even, and they don't want to change it. And then, you know, I always tell them, hey, you know what? I think it's a time to redo your headshot. You know, like you've got a little bit older. I think it's good to update your shot. And a lot of them, which is kind of fascinating for me, they like, no. Like, I want to keep that one because I look good on this one. I don't want to change anything. And just keeps every time I see this image, I feel confident. You know, so that's the tricky part. If you do something really good, some people might say like, hey, I don't want to change this for a very long time. But if they have the kind of confidence in you and everything what you do, I think this is a little bit of a different story. So let's summarize this whole thing. As you probably know, like I've been, you know, kind of like circling around a little bit with this topic, but I deeply believe that, you know, I would love to see that, you know, this whole evolution of headshot photography is going to continue, and it's going to only get better. And then hopefully we'll get to the point that people will appreciate a little bit more. I know some people do nowadays, especially if you do good job and they're extremely happy with the results, you're creating some, you know, stunning images, they're gonna appreciate everything what you do. But I think it's not enough. Like, I think there's still that stigma about, you know, headshot photography, and I've been hearing this all the time, which is kind of crazy. Like, I even have this conversation a few days ago with someone, and then they told me like, well, what's the big deal to take a headshot? Like, you know, it's not a big deal. I'm like, we could spend hours right now here, and I could just like go step by step and explain to you this topic a little bit on the deeper level. And I don't know if it's ignorance or lack of understanding, or, you know, people think like it's just a phase and it doesn't take much. But as you probably know, there's way, way more into this. And also, I think it's fantastic that this topic and this genre of photography is something that we continuously learn. There's so much new things which we can learn. Now, like, I don't want to go into this whole AI thing, but now, you know, we have new tools, we have new things which we can use to, you know, take, you know, our images to a completely different level. So this is not over yet, and I think it's never going to be over, at least for the next, I don't know, 10, 20 years. That's also what makes me extremely positive and confident that this industry only is going to grow, and it's going to get better and better and better. So yeah, I'm super happy that I do what I do. I love what I do, and as I said, like I'm really happy that I can dive deeper into this topic. I can learn more, I can understand more, and share that information with other photographers and also with my clients. So that's something which is just a kind of ongoing journey, which I'm so happy to be part of it. Okay, I think I'm gonna stop here. If you got that to that moment, I truly appreciate you that you're listening that long. And I just want to remind you, if you are interested to learn a little bit more about the new actually concept which I'm implementing into my Hatshot photography, which is the AI backgrounds, I do have a seminar coming up this coming Sunday. So if you're interested to learn more, check my website. I also put some links into the description of this podcast. And I would love to see you there. And there's new amazing opportunities for us. So I think that would be extremely valuable for you to check it out. Okay, thank you so much. I wish you guys fantastic week. All the best, all the success, and I hope you're busy with your work, because that's extremely important. And thank you for listening, and I'll chat with you guys very soon. Bye-bye.